Welcome back to our comprehensive daily briefing. Moving over to the community of r/coolguides, we dive into a fascinating post titled, A Cool Guide About Different Types of Poison Dart Frogs, which pulled in 318 points. The comments section brought plenty of humor and confusion, with top remarks asking, which one can I lick, while another user joked that the guide told them absolutely nothing, and a third humorously wondered, not sure if poisonous frogs are guide to hair color selection. Next, in r/get studying, users are tackling productivity, burnout, and learning methods. A user asked, how to get addicted to study like we get to any addiction, noting they are losing interest in games and social media and want to redirect that obsessive energy into academics. The top response suggested rewiring your dopamine baseline by retraining the brain to tolerate boredom so mundane tasks feel interesting again. Another highly upvoted comment warned against chasing addiction, suggesting instead to build a reliable routine and choose concrete study outputs each day, like finishing 5 problems or explaining a topic from memory. Meanwhile, one user shared a brilliant system inspired by video game progression, treating your life like an RPG character sheet. They used the Pomodoro technique, 25 minutes of distraction-free study followed by a 5-minute break, logging sessions until they leveled up their skills, which ultimately got them hooked on self-improvement. In another post, a user asked, how do I go from being the worst student to one of the best, seeking methods and habits that actually work? The comments section delivered an exceptionally detailed, subject-by-subject masterclass, for math, start with easy exercises, move to harder ones, and embrace making mistakes, for foreign languages, learn vocabulary until you miss 5 to 10 words, then study grammar, for English, focus on grammar and vocabulary, and only read books if you have extra time, for physics. Memorize formulas and work through hard problems to understand the exceptions, for chemistry, use diagrams and collaborate. With friends, for biology, memorize part names and mechanisms using pictures and essay prompts, for history, use physical flashcards and practice explaining stories like you're telling a friend some gossip, and generally, put schoolwork first, stay hydrated, avoid all-nighters, and prioritize tasks wisely. Another ambitious user posted a 21 days studying challenge, declaring plans to study 10 to 12 hours daily after years of doing less than 4 hours. The community overwhelmingly warned against this, pointing out that jumping straight into 10 to 12 hour days for 3 weeks straight is an absolute fast track to severe burnout and is completely unsustainable. A first-time university student posted, I need advice so I don't waste more time, feeling overwhelmed by lectures, articles, and weekly question sheets. Users advised them to calm down, consult professors or the syllabus to find out what truly matters for exams, and experiment to discover whether listening, reading, or doing exercises works best for their brain. Finally, a bioscience student asked, how do you guys study biology efficiently, struggling with the massive volume of information compared to physics and chemistry? The top comment advised measuring progress by turning topics into essay prompts, reviewing them after 3 days and a week, and checking mark schemes to establish the same tight feedback loop found in physical sciences. Switching gears to r/frugal, users are sharing incredible DIY wins and money-saving hacks. A top post with 3,588 points features a user who spotted a Dyson Ball Animal 3 sitting on bulk trash day in front of a nice house. After asking the homeowner, they took the filthy, smelly vacuum completely apart, scrubbed and sterilized every inch, and spent just $35 on Amazon for replacement filters and a new felt brush kit. The result? A fully functional, high-end vacuum and a very happy spouse. Commenters celebrated the find, noting the incredible availability of online repair videos and replacement parts for these machines, with another user sharing a similar story of rescuing a purple animal ball from the rain and refreshing it with lavender essential oil. In another popular post, a user proved that sewing is one of the best frugal skills, turning a thrifted $1 pillowcase into a stylish bathroom window curtain in about 30 minutes, saving over $20 compared to retail packs. Commenters chimed in with praise for sewing, sharing tales of making shirts out of shower curtains and modifying clothes to beat high retail prices. A grocery savings post highlighted a crazy ground meat savings tip from Aldi, where a shopper discovered that preformed 80-20 burger patties were priced at $4.99 per pound, significantly cheaper than buying the bulk tubes of lower quality 73-27 ground beef. Top comments advised getting to know local store markdown schedules to catch sale meat at half price, while others noted they do the same with giant boxes of burger patties after major barbecue holidays. Another viral post declared, "You should be making yogurt." I just reached level 2, detailing the journey of activating a heritage strain of Bulgarian yogurt and explaining how making it at home yields Costco-sized tubs of thick Greek yogurt from a gallon of milk, while producing valuable acid whey for baking. Enthusiastic commenters swapped bread recipes utilizing acid whey as a natural dough conditioner, while others recommended using an Instant Pot's yogurt setting for foolproof results. Wrapping up in our / frugal, a simple tip to buy hand soap refill is an easy way to save $1 sparked agreement across the board. Top commenters pointed out that buying bulk refills applies to dish soap, surface cleaner, and window cleaner as well, with one user sharing that they write purchase dates on caps to track how long supplies last and get a dopamine hit from their savings.